Another 5-minute mystery. You've got to get it from Uncle John. I need that money like I've never needed anything.
Look, Alec, Dad won't just hand me $5,000 like that.
But for Pete's sake, Carol, what am I going to do?
Shh, do you want Mrs. Beeston to hear you?
Oh, Mrs. Beeston, that snoopy housekeeper. I don't care who hears me. I've got
Miss
to have...
Carol! Miss Carol!
Oh, there, you fool. She did hear you. In here, Mrs. Beeston.
Oh, Miss Carol, something terrible has happened. Your father.
Dad, what is it, Mrs. Beeston? What's happened?
In the library. Your father. He's just been shot.
The room is just as you found it. You haven't touched a thing.
That's right, Inspector. Everything is just as it was.
You three were the only ones in the house, I understand.
Yes, just Alec, Mrs. Beeston, our housekeeper, and myself.
I see. Come out here for the weekend, young man?
Why, no. Carol and I had a little business.
Mrs. Beeston, I understand you discovered the murder.
Yes. I was just going upstairs when I heard voices in the library. I hesitated a minute because I didn't know Mr. Almsbury had a visitor. And then I heard the shot. I ran in just as a man was jumping over the railing of the patio. Mr. Almsbury was dead.
And this gun, you say, was lying just outside that French window on the patio?
Yes, Inspector. The window was opened. And when I went to close it, I saw the gun.
I see. This bruise across the victim's temple has me puzzled. If there was no struggle, and there are obviously no signs of one, where did the bruise come from?
I think I can explain that, Inspector. When I first ran in, my first thought was to get Mr. Almsbury to that couch. I just had lifted him out of the chair when the horrible sensation ran through me that he was dead. I let go suddenly, and his face fell hard against the desk. When I picked him up, his forehead was bruised.
I see. I can understand your shock, Mrs. Beeston.
Yes, Inspector. The whole thing was so unreal, I could scarcely believe it.
Look here, Inspector, I can't see that much headway is being made. All the while we're standing here, my uncle's murderer is getting farther and farther away.
Oh, I wouldn't say that exactly. I'd say he was getting much closer.
Closer? Inspector, you don't mean that...
That I know who did it, Miss Almsbury. Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
But that's impossible, Inspector. I saw the man myself escape through that window.
There was no man, Mrs. Beeston, and you know it. I'm arresting you, Mrs. Beeston, for the murder of your employer.
Why did the inspector arrest Mrs. Beeston? Do you know the clue? In a moment, we'll have the solution. But first... our story.
But, Inspector, I don't see what Mrs. Beeston said that leads you to accuse her.
Plenty, Miss Almsbury. But the thing that really gave her away was her explanation of how the bruise came to be on the victim's face. Mrs. Beeston explained it by saying that the bruise occurred when she dropped the body against the desk. What Mrs. Beeston didn't know when she cooked up that story was, dead bodies do not bruise. Obviously, the victim was struck on the temple to render him unconscious before the death shot was fired. And now, Mrs. Beeston, I think you'll agree with me. Sometimes dead men do tell tales. Come along. We've got a ride to headquarters.